Good afternoon. It's 82 degrees in Richland Center at 1207. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A UW-Milwaukee project to track down race-based clauses and deeds has lost federal funding. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports a decision by the Trump administration to cut off funding on diversity research has killed funding for professors Ann Bonds and Derek Hanley. The pair were mapping out deeds in the Milwaukee area that still carry illegal race-based covenants, preventing Black Americans and other ethnicities from buying property. Those covenants were common in the Milwaukee suburbs. Several staff members had to be laid off from the project, but Bonds and Hanley say they will find funding in other places to continue the work. The Richland Hospital and Clinics is pleased to announce Dr. Amy Roberts, Family Medicine, will begin work in August. She will become the lead physician for local nursing homes, but will also have a primary care practice for all ages, infant to adult. Roberts is a Minnesota native who previously practiced in northern Wisconsin, but more recently worked in Montana before discerning a call to return to the Midwest. Roberts completed her undergraduate degree at University of Minnesota, then earned her doctorate from University of Minnesota Medical School, Minneapolis. Dr. Amy Roberts will begin seeing patients in August. Call now for an appointment and help welcome her to the community. The Milwaukee area is a prime spot for college graduates looking for work. A study from payroll services provider ADP says Milwaukee is the best Midwestern city and second best in the country behind Raleigh, North Carolina, for grads seeking employment. The report considers wage and hiring rates as well as affordability for those in their 20s to determine the survey's rankings. Companies in the Milwaukee area adding a significant number of jobs include Northwestern Mutual, Milwaukee Tool, and Eli Lilly. Months after emerging victorious in the most expensive state Supreme Court race in American history, Justice-elect Susan Crawford is finally set to be sworn in. Crawford will officially take her seat on the court for a 10-year term on August 1st, with a ceremony in the state capitol rotunda at 4:30. State Appeals Court Judge Chris Taylor has announced her candidacy for the 2026 election. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources proposes to issue a permit for the incidental taking of a rare lizard, which may result from the ATC Grid Forward Central Wisconsin Soil Boring Project in Columbia, Marquette, and Washera counties. Incidental take refers to the unintentional loss of individual endangered or threatened animals or plants that does not put the species' overall population at risk. ATC's project proposes to complete soil borings at certain proposed structure locations to inform and confirm the foundation types to be utilized for the rebuild. The investigative soil bore activity also includes approximately 10-foot-wide off-row access routes that occur along existing paths or driveways or along two-track paths through open fields or grassland areas. The existing row is regularly maintained to control woody vegetation encroachment. However, minimal clearing of saplings and shrubs may be needed at bore locations and along the off-row access routes. The presence of the state endangered slender glass lizard is confirmed in the vicinity of the project site. DNR staff determined that the proposed project may result in the incidental taking of some lizards. The DNR concludes that the proposed project is not likely to reduce the likelihood of the survival or recovery of the species within the state. The whole plant animal community of which it is a part, or the habitat that is critical to its existence. Conservation measures to minimize the adverse effect on the endangered species will be incorporated into the proposed incidental take permit. Copies of the Jeopardy assessment and background information on the slender glass lizard are available on the DNR Incidental Take Public Notices webpage. The public is encouraged to submit written comments regarding project-related impacts to the slender glass lizard by August 1st to Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Care of Stacy Rowe, DNR conservation biologist, 2514 Morse Street, Janesville, 53545, or stacy.rowe@wisconsin.gov, or by calling 608-228-9796. The Richland County Sheriff's Department responded to a UTV crash Saturday afternoon. At approximately 1:50, Richland County Dispatch received a report of the crash on Dayton Ridge Road just outside of Boaz. The incident involved three juveniles. Upon arrival, emergency personnel found that the UTV had left the roadway and collided with a tree. The driver sustained a leg injury and was transported to the Richland Hospital for treatment. The two passengers were released to their parents at the scene. Search efforts are intensifying for a missing La Crosse woman. 22-year-old Elliot Hines was last seen Sunday morning walking on the 500 block of Front Street South. La Crosse police are asking for the public's help in finding her. On Monday, search operations included drones by air, dive teams by water, and emergency responders by land in the area she was last seen. Hines is 5'4" and weighs about 120 pounds and was last seen wearing a white t-shirt and jean shorts. Anyone with information is asked to call the La Crosse Police Department. A 17-year-old Oneida girl has been taken into custody following a shooting at a Pulaski park. This is in addition to a 19-year-old who was also arrested in the incident. Around 10:30 Friday night, officers were called to Memorial Park for a report of shots fired, a physical altercation, and a person armed with a knife. Upon arrival, officers found an 18-year-old Green Bay man with a gunshot wound. He was taken to the hospital. A handgun and a knife were recovered at the scene. Police are recommending charges of first-degree recklessly endangering safety, injury by negligent use of weapon, and disorderly conduct against the 19-year-old. The 17-year-old faces charges of substantial battery, strangulation and suffocation, and disorderly conduct. Further charges may be filed. A third person has been charged in connection with the kidnapping of a Milwaukee boy earlier this month. Online court records show 38-year-old Fabian Johnson is charged with being a party to kidnapping. Police accuse Johnson of being part of an attempt to ransom a 7-year-old boy to the child's mother, who is an alleged drug dealer. Johnson and two other people allegedly pulled the boy into a van at gunpoint and drove off. The child was found safely the next day. The two other people accused in the case, 25-year-old Corey Williams and an unidentified 14-year-old accomplice, have already been charged. Shawnee County authorities are looking for an armed and dangerous man linked to burglaries involving firearms. 37-year-old Michael Thorson has a felony probation warrant and is wanted in connection with multiple recent vehicle thefts and burglaries across Shawnee and Marathon counties. A stolen vehicle believed to be operated by Thorson was recovered Sunday afternoon in the Stockbridge-Muncie area, but despite extensive efforts, law enforcement was unable to locate him. If you have any information regarding his whereabouts, do not approach him. Immediately contact the Shawnee County Sheriff's Office or your local law enforcement agency. A Madison woman is arrested for animal neglect after the discovery of multiple deceased dogs at her home. Madison police report the 39-year-old woman was arrested Friday on 14 counts of mistreatment of animals. Police say an animal neglect investigation on the city's southwest side found 6 dead dogs and 14 others that were malnourished but alive. All of the animals were removed from the home. Officers described the home's condition as horrendous. The woman has not been identified pending formal charges. A hungry thief steals from a Milwaukee gas station. Fox 6 reports that a man walked into a gas station on the city's northwest side and without hesitation took the rack of bagged snacks that was placed next to the door. He then walked outside with the entire rack and placed it on an SUV before driving off. The entire incident was caught on the gas station's surveillance cameras. Employees at the gas station say they filed a police report but haven't heard from Milwaukee police. Walk with Grace teams are reminded that this Thursday is T-shirt pickup day. You will be able to pick up your shirts for this year's Walk with Grace at the Grace office from 11 to 6. If team captains are not able to pick team shirts, please see if another team member is able. For those of you that might owe some money for T-shirts, please plan to bring along the money needed. Teams that still have unsold calendar raffle tickets are also asked to please turn in as many unsold tickets as possible. There are teams that are still selling more, and all tickets are out. There are no tickets at the Grace office. Please don't wait until Captain's Night to turn in unsold tickets. Also, please turn in sold raffle tickets for the car or calendar raffle as soon as possible so that as many as possible can be tracked prior to Captain's Night. Lastly, the Walk with Grace Committee is trying to gather information on team plaques that teams have from previous years. Previous teams can help update files by letting the committee know how many open plate spots you have on your plaque. Each plaque was originally designed to be able to add up to 6 plates before needing a new plaque. Can you please let them know when you pick up your shirts, how many open or available spaces you have on your plaque, so that it can be added to the spreadsheet for future knowledge? If you will be needing a new plaque this year because yours is filled up, let them know that as well. 113 takeoffs and landings an hour. That's how busy EAA Air Venture was in 2024. Aviation enthusiasts from around the world began arriving this weekend, and yesterday marked the official opening of EAA Air Venture 2025. The week-long fly-in convention is expected to draw more than 600,000 visitors to the area. A study by UW Oshkosh shows EAA contributes a $257 million economic impact for the five-county Fox Valley region, including Winnebago, Outagamie, Brown, Calumet, and Fond du Lac counties, and $117 million in economic impact for Oshkosh alone. The UWO study of 2024's Air Venture showed the event directly created 2,092 full and part-time jobs in the region, with 815 of those in Oshkosh. EAA Air Venture runs through July 27th. Visit eaa.org/airventure for more information. Enjoy an evening of speakers, music, and prayer at Celebration for Jesus Friday night at 7 at Fireman's Park in Hillsboro. The idea for Celebration for Jesus was thought of years ago. Bob Magline is an organizer of the event.
It started a number of years ago by a man by the name of Rudy Rote, who is a very great organizer and really dedicated to Jesus Christ. And back in the late 90s, he began taking church walks with church congregations. And they were living up in Holman at the time, and they walked around various places in that Holman area praying. And then in 2021, he decided he was going to try something new, and he had a celebration for Jesus in Holman. And then further in 21, he decided that he would have a prayer walk in his hometown, which is Hillsboro. And then in 2022, he decided that maybe we ought to try another celebration for Jesus. And in 2023, we had a celebration for Jesus that was held at the Burr Ridge outside of Hillsboro. And there were about 300 people that came to that.
Celebration for Jesus is an ecumenical gathering that will feature musicians, all for him, from the Sparta area and various speakers.
Tom Hotek is the former head of the Hillsboro Fire Department, and he's also a member of the Congregational Church there in Hillsboro. He's going to be speaking. And Spencer Budenhagen is a young man. He graduated from Reedsburg High School last year. He is going into the ministry. He's going to be speaking. And then there's a fellow by the name of Jim Farley, who came from Hillsboro. And he was kind of a wanderer for many, many years. And he's coming to give his testimony of how he came back to Christ. And then at the end, Andy Johnson, who's the pastor of the Laval Advent Christian Church, is going to be speaking.
No money will be collected at the event. All are welcome to attend Celebration for Jesus Friday night at 7 at Fireman's Park in Hillsboro. The Community Players Summer Musical Little Shop of Horrors opens this weekend, Director Cameron Cormacan and the cast and crew have worked all summer long to make this a show worth seeing.
It's fun at the same time. I've got a really great crew, both backstage and on stage, to work with, a lot of talents. So overall, very rewarding experience, yeah.
Little Shop of Horrors has become a cult classic ever since Rick Moranis starred in the movie in 1986.
Honestly, when I first saw it in the theater, I walked in afraid I was going to like end up with nightmares. I was 10. But I was absolutely enchanted by the entire show, the whole vibe of it. The music is amazing, and everything about it, just I fell in love. And when I started getting involved in acting, especially when I started thinking about, you know, being a director, I knew eventually this was one of the shows I wanted to eventually direct.
While most musicals revolve around a love story that has a happy ending, Little Shop is a dark comedy that runs counter to such expectations. Glenn Dunn plays the part of Mr. Mushnick and is the assistant director.
So it's a little more difficult when you're an actor as well as being a director, because you can't really see what everybody else is doing, like next to you and a little further away from where you're standing. So you can't really critique things as well. But it is kind of interesting. And being the role as Mr. Mushnick, I get to talk like a New York guy. So this will be my voice on stage when I do that. So I kind of have a little knack for accents. So when Cam wanted somebody to do a New York accent and help teach the rest of the cast how to talk like this, he came to me. Go figure.
At center stage of the show is Audrey II, a huge green plant that is perhaps one of the most memorable characters in Broadway history.
Mr. Mushnick is a flower shop owner. Unfortunately, the flower shop is on Skid Row. Sort of a poor area. There's bums on the street. There's winos everywhere. It's just not a nice part of town. And so therefore, he's not making any money. He's barely scraping by. But he took in Seymour and Audrey, the two other characters that are in the play, and he has them working at his shop to sort of provide for them. He kind of considers them his children, but it's kind of a dysfunctional family, but it's still a family.
In addition to its dark humor, some people love the show for its music, with great sounds from the 50s and 60s. Performances are scheduled for July 25th through 27th and August 1st through 3rd at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Friday and Saturday shows are at 7 and Sunday shows are at 2. Tickets will be available at the door and are $15 for adults, $10 for children under 18, and $50 for a family package of two adults and any number of children. Tickets can also be ordered online at eventbrite.com. Simply search for Little Shop of Horrors, Richland Center, Wisconsin. The show is considered PG-13 and is not recommended for smaller children. For Pete's Sake, Day in the Park will be held Sunday, August 17th in Spring Green. Those wishing to order the 2025 t-shirts are reminded the deadline to order is this Friday at midnight. It is also the deadline for the run, walk, bike, and pickleball registrations and the pickleball tournament if you want a t-shirt. This is a change of date from the registration form. You may still send in a registration for the run, walk, bike after July 25th or register at the park on August 17th, but t-shirts will not be available. August 10th is the deadline for the pickleball tournament, but there will be no t-shirts after July 25th. September 1st is the deadline for the For Pete's Sake golf outing on September 19th at the House on the Rock Resort. Silent auction items are still needed. For more information about the golf outing or the silent auction, contact Jeannie McCarville at jmccarville@forpetesake.com. For more information on all events at the Day in the Park, check online at forpetesake.com. That's the number 4, petesake.com. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and UW-Madison Division of Extension invite you to participate in Aquatic Invasive Species Snapshot Day and help search for invasives across the state on Saturday, August 9th from 8:30 to 12:30. Snapshot Day is a statewide effort to protect Wisconsin streams, lakes, and wetlands by monitoring designated sites for invasive plants and animals that may threaten the state's wildlife and water ecosystems. This is a hands-on, community-driven approach to science, allowing volunteers to directly contribute to preserving Wisconsin's water health. On Snapshot Day, volunteers gather at the local training sites hosted by community conservation partners and learn how to identify aquatic invasive species and follow search protocols. Participants will then visit designated monitoring sites to search for invasive species. Any invasives found will be cataloged, supporting the DNR's efforts to control and manage the spread of these species. Register online by Friday, August 8th to participate in Snapshot Day and help protect the lakes and rivers in your community. All ages are welcome to help search for invasive species, but the event is recommended for ages 8 and up. An adult must accompany all minors. The sound of polka music and clinking beer steins will ring Saturday, September 20th, as the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce presents Oktoberfest at Circus World. Fest masters Pete and Rebecca Ettinger will open the festivities by tapping the golden keg at 3:30. That'll be the cue for the Baraboo Wisconsin Beer Choir to start singing. They're the opening act for Griffey Jim and the Polka Dots, who take center stage at the Hippodrome from 4 to 6. A costume contest and other games will take place from 6 to 7, as this year's headline act, Chicago dance rock band Electro Retro, prepares to perform from 7 to 9. Admission buttons cost $10 in advance at the Chamber's Visitor Center in West Baraboo. Admission will be $12 on the day of the event. For more information, visit OktoberfestBaraboo.com. The High Ground in Neillsville will host its third annual military couples retreat, Operation Reconnect, Friday through Sunday, October 17th through 19th. The High Ground will welcome five couple veterans and their spouses or partners, regardless of where they are in their relationship journey, to participate in a weekend of interactive and insightful activities. This unique retreat is designed to deepen connections and offer a supportive home front approach. Operation Reconnect is thoughtfully designed to create a safe, calm environment where couples can share openly and feel supported. For partners who experience active duty and deployments alongside their veterans, they witness the transitions as they unfold. For couples who meet after service, those experiences can feel distant until the impact surfaces unexpectedly. Throughout the weekend, couples will engage in enriching exercises led by peer support facilitators and subject matter experts. These sessions are designed to cultivate friendship, boost affection, enhance communication, and provide space for couples to learn and grow together. Advance retreat reservation is required by October 1st. Upon reservation, lodging arrangements will be made and a $50 reservation fee is required. This fee will be refunded upon the couple's arrival at the retreat. All lodging, meals, and materials are provided. However, transportation to and from the retreat is the responsibility of the participants. For more information or to reserve your spot, contact Bonnie at 715-743-4224 or email donations@thehighground.org. The Muscadet Blue River Avoca Lions Club calendar raffle winners of $200 each on Sunday were Brady Goplin of Muscadet on ticket number 184 and Andrew Nelson of Blue River on ticket number 169.